Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told world leaders that Australia's commitments to cutting carbon emissions are bankable, addressing a global climate summit chaired by US President Joe Biden overnight. The conference is being held to spur more ambitious commitments in the lead-up to this year's climate talks in Glasgow, with the US, Japan, Britain and Canada all announcing new emissions targets. Scott Morrison has declined to do the same, instead saying that Australia will try to reach net zero as quickly as possible by relying on technology, not taxes.
Future generations, my colleagues and excellencies, will thank us, not for what we have promised, but what we deliver. And on that score, Australia can always be relied upon.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking at the Global Climate Summit overnight. Well, Adam Bandt is the Federal Greens leader and he joins us on the program to talk about the summit and its outcomes. Adam Bandt, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Morning, Sally.
What did you make of the US announcement of its increased targets and also what that means for Australia now?
Look, this is very significant. This summit is happening because it's clear that the world isn't doing enough to stave off climate collapse. And the point of this summit is for everyone to lift their targets for 2030, because it's what we do over the next decade that will determine whether we go over that climate cliff or not. If we don't cut pollution enough by 2030, then climate change becomes an unstoppable chain reaction, and it doesn't matter what you do by 2050, we won't be able to rein it in. The US targets are one of the most significant announcements we've seen for some time. It puts us in striking distance of stopping going over that climate cliff. The US has effectively doubled its climate target to 52%. Other countries have joined it. Japan has gone up to 46%. Canada's going for up to 45% with a carbon price. The rest of the world seems to understand that we've got to lift our game by 2030. But Scott Morrison was an utter embarrassment at this summit. Scott Morrison's performance not only leaves Australia on the outer, it's putting the future of Australia's primary school students at risk. The UN chief said to the summit that we need to get out of coal by 2030 if we're to have any chance of stopping runaway global warming. The Greens agree with what the US and the UN are saying, but it seems that Liberal and unfortunately Labor don't.
Adam Bandt, the Prime Minister and the government's position has been it's not so much about targets, it's about what's delivered. It's one thing to promise, it's one thing to deliver. Do you buy that?
Well, a big chunk of what Australia's delivered, of course, is due to the carbon price that Scott Morrison and his government repealed. But it's all well and good to say we're going to meet our targets, but at the moment our targets are woefully inadequate. That is the whole point. We need to step up. And at the moment, not only is Australia on track to miss its climate targets, but even if it meets them, it involves us going over the climate cliff. And you know, while the rest of the world is trying to stave off civilizational collapse, Australia is led by a cabal of climate criminals that are aided and abetted by a coal-fueled Labor Party. Scott Morrison's 2030 targets are woefully inadequate and he's refusing to lift them, and Labor doesn't even have any 2030 targets at all.
Would Australia be in a better position if the Greens had supported the carbon pricing initiatives in 2009?
Well, the Greens supported carbon pricing initiatives in 2010. We had a world-leading carbon price that was working and was bringing down pollution, and Scott Morrison and the Liberals repealed it. And what is crystal clear is that the technology exists, and when you have something like a carbon price, when you have legislation and strong targets, then you fast-track the uptake of that technology and you pull out coal. And this is something that Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese don't seem to get. If you don't have a plan to pull coal out of the system, then we are not going to meet our 2030 targets. And at the same time as the rest of the world is stepping up, Scott Morrison says, don't be afraid of coal, we can keep it in the system. And Labor says they want to keep coal out past 2050. But look, this summit gives me some cause for real optimism that we can meet the climate challenge. And it's my call to your listeners, to Anthony Albanese, to the people of Australia, is that now is the time for us to step up and join in fighting and putting the pressure on the government for stronger 2030 targets. This needs to be the period where we put the maximum pressure on Scott Morrison, because the next few months could determine what kind of future Australia's primary school students have.
Scott Morrison has been talking up the transparency and reliability of Australia's emissions accounting. Do you concede that Australia is doing that better than other countries?
No, I don't. And Scott Morrison said yesterday, oh, look, if you exclude gas, Australia's doing really well. But at the same time, he's telling Australia that we need a gas-led recovery, and he and the Labor Party are taking public money that could be going to schools and hospitals and using it to fund new coal and gas projects. I mean, Scott Morrison isn't just cooking the planet, he's cooking the books as well. There's a lot of rubbery accounting in Scott Morrison's figures, and the thing is, the rest of the world is seeing through it. And the US is now telling Australia that Australia will start to suffer in other respects if it keeps up this climate denialism.
The government has announced that it's investing billions to help accelerate the development of new technologies, particularly there's been a focus on clean hydrogen and others. Do you welcome that?
Well, the bulk, more than 50% of the government's announcement yesterday about so-called green hydrogen actually goes to coal and gas. Scott Morrison is talking about making hydrogen out of burning coal and gas. That is not green. That is greenwashing. And so when you scratch the surface of the government's announcement, you see that they are just taking public money and using it to give to fund coal and gas corporations, many of whom pay no tax at all. And sadly, and I come back to the point that they're doing it with the Labor Party's agreement. When Parliament resumes, we are debating a bill that would see public money that could be going to schools and hospitals used to fund new coal and gas projects. Labor and Liberal are voting for it, and this is why the rest of the world, including the United States, one of our most significant allies, is telling Australia, you are not only going to be left behind, but you are going to start to suffer if you don't lift your game.
Just finally, how much do you think the international landscape has changed after this summit last night and the significant pivot by the United States?
This is a massive shift. It's a massive shift. When the United States says it is going to cut its pollution by 52% by 2030, it is potentially a game changer. But the pressure is being put on Australia because we are a very significant player. We are the world's third largest exporter of fossil fuel pollution. We've got both Liberal and Labor lining up to say we can keep exporting coal past 2050, and the United States is now saying that is not good enough. The President of France said that 2030 is the new 2050. What matters is not targets for the middle of the century, but what we do over the next decade. The pressure is now on Scott Morrison, and I'm calling on everyone, including Labor, to join us in putting the pressure on Scott Morrison to lift his 2030 game.
Adam Bandt, thank you for joining us on RM Breakfast.
Thanks very much.
That's Adam Bandt, the Federal Greens leader.